And that is one vision of death. I mean, that's the ultimate death, which is a horror to anyone, I think, who considers it, isn't it? To consider yourself as being dead, imagine yourself as dead, as Mirasol couldn't do it, I don't think we can. It's almost philosophical improbability to really consider yourself as being dead. I think we have that much of a hold on life that we block it out of our mind somehow. And the ultimate, exact death is the most horrible vision of all. We don't need any puritanical visions of hell. Death itself is hell. The other kind of a death, which is perhaps even worse, because Wally Brown couldn't worry about it, whether I found him or whether I really cared enough to write a poem about him. The other kind of a death, I suppose, is a life in death, where you go through life already, for all practical purposes, being dead, where you've been turned off to life, turned off to the flesh, turned off to sex, turned off as a communicating human being. And I've imagined this situation, which is a title poem from this, The Elderly Battlefield Nurse, and obvious players in the word battlefield, where life is to me the battlefield, where elderness means that phase of life for most people in which death is approaching. It is a problem to be worked out. I met such a woman as the one that I describe here as far as age and being as a teenager in war. I've fictionalized her life a bit. This woman from Albuquerque who died 2 days after I came back, 2 days before I came back from Wisconsin to Albuquerque, hoping to talk to her again. The poem had been published in Britain, and I wanted to see her again because at that time she was almost 90 years old and extremely anti-war and anti-Vietnam involvement. And it was staying alive at this point, I think, almost because she was involved in what was happening politically and worried about war casualties and things like that, which kept her alive almost to 90. What I fictionalized about, obviously, is another kind of a woman who, on seeing the horrors of battlefield, on seeing men with their legs blown off, has been turned off toward love, toward acceptance of life for the rest of her life. And in old age, thinks about it, and then it is too late to go back, and so she ends up just watering her flowers, trying to keep other things alive, but knowing it's too late for her. This is the elderly battlefield nurse. This is the other vision of death, not like the Wally Brown poem. That is the ultimate horror, but the other one, of course, is the elderly battlefield nurse who has to live in herself. And it's a dramatic monologue. She speaks. I did all my serious conversing in the fashionless Span-Am war, bandaging men's private parts before sensing what they were for. I recuperated from the clean holes. A finger could enter like a mole and sink down with Alice out of sight. My body writhed on a sheetless bed outside my flesh for night. I stilled when the firing stopped in their toy car guns. My body's urgings also stopped. I could have had the decorated pick of generals either side. If I piped up, I was married, faithful, continent, all a lie. Even privates mocked me when I cringed beneath a wash basin of blood, amputated feet, a syringe. On caskets I fastened labels and dreamt, screaming, of my own baby aborted on a table. Mornings I lay empty as a shell. I thought once I might unwind the bandages like hands on clocks to start back before the fear. Now I water flowers, moisture sinks. We plant and never think of roots, yet all must drink. My own body, steeped in sun, sat down stone hard and closed. Perhaps the flesh can't quit, I've come to learn too late. The moisture in me is all gone. I'll tend these dry fire wheels and wait.